You are listening to the Mary Baker Eddy Library's article, The Christian Science Hymnal, History, Heritage, Healing, Chapter 11, the 2017 Hymnal. The 2008 Christian Science Hymnal Supplement proved to be a springboard, moving the Mother Church to embark almost immediately on the next major project, a completely new edition of the hymnal. By 2012, Rosalie Dunbar was able to inform readers of that eventuality in a September 2012 Christian Science Journal article. She wrote, "To keep abreast of human needs for fresh inspiration and to offer a more global outlook, plans are afoot to bring out another hymnal supplement that builds on the one published in 2008. Positive reports from those who are using the 2008 supplement have encouraged this further work." Within months following publication of the supplement, a new committee had been formed, tasked with recommending texts and tunes for consideration in the expanded hymnal supplement, the name originally given to what would become the 2017 Christian Science Hymnal, Hymns 430 to 603. Noting that the examination of other hymnals in 2008 had revealed many ecumenical hymns, the committee felt that even more of these tunes that bind should be added. Among the objectives, to help strengthen its content and enable Christian Science churches to join hands more fully with congregations of other denominations. Coordinator Ann White noted that the goal for the new publication was to retain the hymns of the previous edition while adding more selections to the mix. Besides researching well-known Christian hymns, the committee sought out new compositions. According to the journal, the work of preparing this latest publication was divided among four teams with complementary goals: evaluating music submissions, reviewing other Christian denominational hymnals for classic hymns that might be considered, assessing new texts for metaphysical accuracy, the work of Christian Science teachers in particular, and identifying hymns reflective of the church's broader international community, with the purpose of ensuring that other cultures in which Christian Science had taken hold were represented. Christian scientists submitted hundreds of original texts and tunes, and the committee gave each one careful consideration, reviewing approximately 1,500 selections. Every submission was evaluated on the basis of essential criteria similar to those used by the 2008 Supplement Committee, including metaphysical accuracy, uplifting healing messages, musical excellence, diverse global and contemporary appeal, and use of gender neutrality where appropriate. As the new work progressed, the church periodically published online samples of what was to come. One typical and appropriate sample was titled, "Sing a New, New Song." As the 2016 holiday season approached, readers of the Christian Science Sentinel and the Herald of Christian Science, as well as people visiting their web pages at JSH Online, were given a special preview of several new Thanksgiving and Christmas hymns, including full-score downloads and musical accompaniments. Soon after, site visitors were able to preview a rich sampling of new hymns and follow the latest news leading up to the release of what was still being called the 2016 supplement. As previous chapters in this series have made clear, constructing and issuing a new hymnal almost always takes more time than initially imagined. Among the particular reasons, careful editing and proofreading are required, as well as the securing of permission rights. With 174 hymns, this newest volume was considerably larger than what would normally be thought to constitute a supplement. So it's not surprising that when it was published in 2017, the book bore the name Christian Science hymnal, Hymns 430 to 603. The new title confirmed the concept of two volumes, a 1932 edition containing hymns 1 through 429, and a 2017 edition with hymns 430 to 603. While bound separately, they would really comprise one Christian Science hymnal. In anticipation of the approaching publication date, a hymn sing was held in the Mother Church Extension on Sunday, June 5, 2016, prior to that year's annual meeting. Broadcast live online, the event was hosted by music scholar Dr. Ryan Vigil, who helped the audience enjoy learning 14 new selections. A musical album titled Celebration was also produced to help introduce people to many of the new hymns. Eventually, the Mother Church also issued a recording of all 174 selections, featuring solo voices accompanied by piano. Concerted efforts of the committee to make the hymnal more globally diverse resulted in the inclusion of 28 international hymns, printed in their native languages as well as English, 8 in Spanish, 7 in German, 6 in French, 5 in Portuguese, and 2 in the African languages Xhosa and Zulu. Hymn 445, the Communion Doxology, included translations into 16 languages. 3 new settings of the doxology were added, as well as 17 new settings of poems by Mary Baker Eddy. As has been the case in every edition of the hymnal, melodies from a multitude of sources were added. Some outstanding examples included these. From classic sources, Above All Earthly Gain, Hymn 432 by Gabriel Fauré, Eternal God, the Cause of All Creation, Hymn 469, and Our Heavenly Father Mother Love Abiding, Hymn 561, both by Jean Sibelius, Go to the World, Hymn 481 by Charles Villiers Stanford, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, Hymn 512 by Arthur Sullivan, O Master, Let Me Walk with Thee, Hymn 546 by Floor Peters. Well-known traditional and gospel hymns, Be Thou My Vision, Hymn 442, and God of Creation and Lord of My Soul, Hymn 485, Great is Your Faithfulness, Hymn 487, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, Hymn 488, and When Peace Like a River, Hymn 596. Old American hymns, As a Fire is Meant for Burning, Hymn 439, Come, O Font of Every Blessing, Hymn 460, How Firm a Foundation, Hymn 498, My Shepherd is the Living God, Hymn 534, No Mortal Sense Can Still or Stay, Hymn 536, Our Desire to Heed God's Calling, Hymn 553, Where Charity and Love Abide, Hymn 597, and Where You're Going, Love Will Lead You, Hymn 598. African American Spirituals, He's Got the Whole World, Hymn 492, I'm Gonna Live So God Can Use Me, Hymn 507, I've Got Peace Like a River, Hymn 508, In Christ There Is No East or West, Hymn 509, and Lord, I Want to Be a Christian, Hymn 525. In total, the new hymnal also introduced 52 previously unpublished tunes and 17 previously unpublished poems. For the first time, congregations found scriptural citations and informational notes, where appropriate and where space allowed, included at the bottom of the pages. To avoid the necessity of turning pages, 20 longer hymns displayed only the melodic line and the words. In those cases, the complete hymn with the accompaniment was included in the full score appendix at the back of the book. With the publication of the 2008 supplement and the 2017 hymnal, a new era of hymn singing began with an expanded embrace of the worldwide Christian Science religion. Churches would now have access to 603 hymns from many languages, selected to provide inspiring texts and new music, both classic and contemporary. Whether accessed individually or through the shared joy of congregational singing, they would constitute new sources of spiritual inspiration, sustenance, and healing. For more material associated with this chapter, including footnotes, photos, and music recordings, explore the full chapter on MaryBakerEddyLibrary.org.